It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I host these things. Hi. I had my wisdom teeth out on Thursday, and it has not been easy. All four of them came out, and I have had an unpleasant weekend. There are many other people who have it much worse than I do, but that is the reason why this is going to be very brief. I'm just going to put the news and the nerd talk on here, and then carry on with my laying in bed watching the internet and getting depressed. Oh boy.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 300 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington yesterday, with a death toll taking us over 1,100. Sad stuff. Pearson Snohomish County's moved into phase two of reopening over the weekend, and King County a modified phase one, meaning many spots open for haircuts and nails and stuff. Hooray. After a busy weekend, though, it feels oddly almost distant in our collective memories, the coronavirus. I mean, tell that to those people without work or business owners or people who lost loved ones during it. Oh my God. It's because of a heavy weekend of protests nationwide and here in Seattle where things turned ugly. The mayor promised the police wouldn't use tear gas. The police played into semantics and instead used pepper spray canisters. The result? Well, I mean, you see it. Unrest feels like it's at a previously unknown high. Protest events over the weekend ranged from Mukilteo to Bellingham, West Seattle to Renton, and way beyond. Then last night, a guy drove a car into a crowd, smashing into a barricade before moving through the protesters on foot, shooting one, and then turning himself over to police. I find it pretty wild that just a few nights ago, the police tackled a guy for playing the trumpet too close to them, then did barely a fraction of that when this guy came at them with a gun. And it's official that this November, the major party candidates for President of the United States of America will be President Donald Trump going head-to-head against Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Biden, who has an early lead, won the Democratic nomination officially over the weekend.
You just got news.
I've got some cartoon news here in a second, but I watched the first episode of something I had never seen before, and it was Avatar. What is it, The Last of the Airbenders or something like that? I don't even know the name of it officially. I see people excited about it all the time. It's on Netflix. I got some time to kill with these wisdom teeth out. Feeling kind of loopy, so I put it on. And I only watched one episode. It seemed fine. It's for kids, it seems like. But lots of these cartoons start out like they're for kids, and then you get wrapped up in it, and you realize there's like bigger stories at play, because that's how stuff for kids usually works. There's like lessons, and not just cheap thrills. So if you've seen it, I'd love to know if I should keep watching or not. Thanks. Okay, I told you I had cartoon news. It's making the internet mad.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
One of the world's most famous cartoon series is back. Looney Tunes will air 1,000 new minutes of animation on HBO Max. One thing that'll be missing, Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam will no longer carry guns. The internet has feelings. It makes sense for the times, with all the school children that have been shot to death at school. But how about we just retire the characters? Ah, but controversy begets subscriptions, you fool! Oh, yeah, that's right. Facebook banned almost 200 accounts related to already removed white supremacy hate groups, reports TheVerge.com. The accounts were trying to activate people to attend weekend protests as disruptors. Out of the 1 billion people on Facebook, I'm sure that's all of them. Still, it's a start. And finally, massive congrats to Marcellus Turner and the team of book and learning nerds at the Seattle Public Library, who won the 2020 Gale Library Journal Library of the Year Award. A library not without controversy that still managed to come out on top. Now, do they alphabetize their awards when they hang them, or do they have some other system?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Everyone that's protesting, I hope you're staying safe. Scary when someone pulls out a gun and actually shoots someone. See, the response of the police has not been awesome. But I hope you stay safe out there.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.